is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Can you say more Ohio homegrown rock and roll? Adults were the brainchild of Paul Michaels, whose experience as a guitarist in Raven Slaughter gave him the confidence to form a band of his own. Choosing Fifth Floor Recording in Cincinnati and Adrian Belew's Struggle Baby label, their first record, an LP, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Adults, was released in 1984. The lead-off track to that aforementioned album and the show was the very B-52-ish Let's Go. Suffering some lineup changes but never really venturing too far from their initial sound, they released another LP in 1996, well after the fact. From that album, Big World. Like untold thousands of bands, the Mice's first piece of vinyl was self-financed and released on their own label. Mouse Tunes, in this case. That piece of wax was Can You Walk on the Water, Baby, of which 500 copies were pressed. This minimalist beginning showed the promise of what would be a very popular Cleveland area band, that being mostly due to the excellent writing of Bill Fox. The Mice would release one single, one EP, and a full-length album before Bill would unexpectedly leave. From the LP Scooter, here's When Tiffany Cries and Bye Bye Kitty Cat.
Anything. everything, all that he pleases. I don't want to build up another wall. The rubble is there from the time he made it fall. But vandals and thieves can enter and take all they see. Robert just ain't no good. Look what he's doing for me. When Superman cries. Oh. Way to go.
In the early 90s, Bill Fox formed a short-lived project called the Radio Flyers, recording four lo-fi tracks, something that was typical for him, utilizing a four-track cassette machine in his apartment. But the lo-fi material would end with his first solo LP, Shelter from the Smoke, where there is an undeniable comparison to Bob Dylan. But don't hold that against him. Here's the single, A Bird of the World, and from the LP, Over and Away She Goes, and I'm Not Over Loving You. Fox would completely drop out of the music business until the late 2000s, when some of his out-of-print material was reissued. He is clearly someone you need to be familiar with. Another reason to be Ohio proud.
In my loneliness, nothing but her I need. Stare into her eyes, but all I see are skies. She's the kind of breed that has to move on to feed. And I can almost hear my mama now shouting out to say, fly away. These are desperate times. All these lemon and limes taste so bitter, and bitter is mine, oh mine. Now I'm about to fall. I can't touch her at all. Soon she'll be gone, and gone is a long, long time. Well, I went and took my chances. I got caught up in the branches, but she's a bird of the world. Let her fly away. She's a bird of the world. She knows what she wants to do. Something somehow, somewhere across the blue. This is my bed, remembering what she said, with lips of fire, confusion was in my head. Now we'll turn our backs, and now I'm going back, back to school, back to the simple facts. She's a bird of the world, let her fly away. She's a bird of the world, let her fly away. She's a bird of the world, let her fly away. Let her fly, fly, fly away. Let her fly, fly, fly away. Fly, fly, fly away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
1985 and the French Leonards. This band was fronted by guitarist-songwriter Tom Jarrus, ex of a latter version of the Wild Giraffes. The band released a single, an EP, and a couple of albums in the 80s and 90s, and a 2018 reunion album, Dim the Lights. We'll hear from the 1985 album, Another Saturday Night, Little Sleepyhead, a way cool cover of Folsom Prison Blues from 1991, and the aforementioned Dim the Lights from 2018. Another nearly unknown North Coast band deserving of recognition.
Through me, tired of baby. stretched out like a lizard and curled up like a snake. When I feel trying to wake again, but man, what does it take? This old world could be empty. You would so much know in your eyes. And I'd surely like what worked when we was kissing. Let's goodbye, cause you're my breath. Little sleepy head. My pretty. Little sleepy head.
What we do here in the Vinyl Garage.
Yeah. All right.
Next, In Fear of Roses, an Akron band whose catalog consists of one EP and one full-length album. The EP, Relationships, part of which was recorded in the home of Tin Huey's Mark Price, was released in 1985. From that LP, we'll hear Just the Facts, a very Dire Straits-like track. And from the 1988 LP, Beat the Drum, Do You Remember?
Thank you.
Of course there were spin-offs from In Fear of Roses. The first was a solo release by vocalist Georgie Smith. Released in 1993, this four-track mini-LP titled Lotus Eater was recorded at Sweetfish in New York. From that record, Play the Game, writing credits to Georgie and In Fear of Roses. Georgie sounds a bit like Chrissy Hynde, don't you think? There's a long line of great rock and roll whose home was Youngstown. Left End, Morley Gray, The Human Beings, and now The Infidels, releasing four LPs, two singles, and an EP beginning in 1985, and can be best described as power pop with some punk overtones. From their first six-track mini-album, Mad About That Girl, the title track. The second LP, 9:25 and 7 seconds, the leadoff track, Inside Outside. And closing things out, a way cool cover, because we do way cool, of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away.
Man, when I look into her eyes, I see what she really means to me. And when she looks at me that way, I know our love will fade away. And she knows that I would never let her go. And now she's always on my mind. It's all I can do to pass the time. And when she's near me, I feel fine. Feeling all the simple signs. And she knows that I would never let her go. Well, I'm just mad about that girl. So mad about that girl. Well, I'm so mad. She's the only thing in my world. And I would never leave that girl. And somehow when she smiles, I can see a million miles. And she knows that I would never let her go. Now she makes my world so bright, even on the coldest nights. And I never feel alone, knowing I'm the only one. And she knows that I would never let her go. Well, I'm just mad about that girl. So mad about that girl. I'm so at me that way. No, our love won't fade away. And she knows that I would never let her go. And now she's always on my mind. So I can do to pass the time. And when she's near me, I feel fine. Feeling all the simple signs. And she knows that I would never let her go.
And that's a fact that you choose.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, so you went out there off the machine or something.